Hello, welcome to The Medical Maze. I'm your host, Dawn-Ellen Ray, and today we're going to be talking about Turner syndrome with my special guest, Sarah Lundy. But first, let me introduce you to my co-host, Phil.
Hi, Dawn-Ellen. How are you doing today?
Hey, Phil. I've got full disclosure for you here. Actually, Sarah and I are cousins, and I've known ever since we were both young that she had this condition called Turner syndrome, and that she might be shorter than average and that she was taking some medicine for it at a certain time in her life. But I really didn't know anything about it. So I just thought this was the perfect opportunity for her to come on here and educate me and everyone else about what is Turner syndrome. So welcome, Sarah.
Hi. Thank you for having me on, Donnie.
Oh, thank you for being on here. And like I was saying, you know, I've known that, you know, since we were little that you had this, but I just didn't really understand it. So can you tell us what is Turner syndrome?
It's a genetic disorder that affects only female, and it affects the sex chromosomes, where they may be missing a X chromosome or missing part of an X chromosome. It was discovered by Henry Turner in 1938, and it affects 1 in 2,000 to 1 to 5,000 females in the world. And the chance of a Turner syndrome baby surviving birth is like 2%. So
wow.
We always call ourselves the 2% because we know how lucky we were to make it and be alive.
Wow. So when did you know that you had this? When were you aware of it?
My parents knew at birth. My pediatrician noticed some swelling in my feet, and so they sent me to Pittsburgh, and they did some testing there, and I was diagnosed with it. Officially, probably around 8 or 9, it kind of started to sink in that I had it. I mean, I'd heard it over the years, but I didn't really understand what it was until I was probably about 8 or 9.
Okay. And you mentioned swelling in the feet when you were born. Phil, can you put up that kind of some common characteristics of Turner syndrome? It doesn't mean that everybody's going to have them, or they may have them to
right
degrees. Is that true? Okay, so let's
talk
about this.
Yes, it affects everybody differently.
Okay. Now, I did mention the short stature, so that you might be shorter than average. Mm-hmm. So that's
right.
The first one.
Short stature is the first and most common characteristic. Infertility is probably the second. A webbed neck is pretty common. I don't have that, but that's pretty common.
Okay.
And there's a lot of other heart issues and other issues that go with it too. But those are the main characteristics that are most common seen in Turner syndrome.
Okay, so kind of like a universal is kind of like the short stature. And then I think it shows on there something about the palate and the knees.
Mm-hmm.
And then, one I thought was interesting is this, the fourth, if you can go back just for a second, Phil, there's the fourth finger on this last, on the hand at the bottom there, where it mm-hmm. is shorter than the others. Have you seen that? I just thought that was interesting.
That's yeah, I don't have that characteristic either, actually.
Okay. Okay. So then there's some more. So the next page. Okay. There's the swelling of the feet, which you mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
And then the eyes. I know that there's something about some of the eyes maybe tilting downward. And as we said, not everyone's going to have these, and they may have them in varying degrees. You know, this isn't this is tick off the characteristics here. It's just going to be different ones for different people, right?
Right. So, I also see you have the low hairline. I do have that. That's
okay.
Pretty common too with Turner syndrome.
And that's just where it just comes down lower on your neck, is that it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, and then there's another page. There's quite a few characteristics that, you know, can be common. And on here I think you mentioned the heart and liver and kidney abnormalities. What about that?
The kidneys is a joint kidney, like it's one instead of two. I do have that.
See. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And the heart, I was born with a heart murmur. And I don't think I outgrew it. I think I had it. And when you get older, a lot of Turner syndrome have to deal with coronation of the arteries and aortic dissection.
I was reading, and I know that that's a common concern. That's a serious mm-hmm. concern.
Yeah, I had surgery, open heart surgery 2 years ago to prevent from having the aortic dissection because I was born with a bicuspid valve, which is common. Yes.
Okay, so if they can catch it, they can repair it, and then you won't have that issue. Okay.
Yeah, that's one of the things we stress with Turner syndrome women is see your cardiologist, go to your cardiologist once a year for checkup, more if you need to, and stick with them and keep up to date with your checks on your heart.
Well, because I think that can be serious if it's not caught, right? So, I mean, that can be an emergency. Yeah. You have to go to, because it's a tear in the aorta, if it's not repaired either preventatively, if it happens, then you need to go to the hospital right then. So, if it's just spontaneous or something. So on the kidneys, though, so how's that impacted you? Because you said you were born with the two, right? So, how's that impacted you?
The most common thing is a lot of kidney infections. Other than that, they don't do anything about it. No medication, no surgeries, or anything like that.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, just a lot of kidney infections. Okay, so then the liver is also mentioned on that chart. So what about the liver?
A lot of female women develop non-alcoholic fatty liver disease.
Okay.
And that's very common. So that's one thing they watch for. And in my case, it's progressed to cirrhosis, but I don't know of too many Turner syndrome women that have cirrhosis. So the non-alcoholic fatty liver disease is something that they have to watch and get checked to.
Okay. So that's when it progresses. That's when it's severe. It'll possibly go to cirrhosis. You're saying that not everyone does, but they may have fatty liver disease that they'll just kind of watch for, right? So how often do you have to go to be tested for various things?
I see my cardiologist about twice a year. I was just diagnosed with cirrhosis in May, so I haven't met with the liver specialist yet, but I have an appointment this month with the liver specialist, so I'll see what she wants to do.
So I assume they do a lot of liver panels and kidney panels and just try to see what your blood work looks like.
Oh, yeah. I've had a lot of blood taken.
Yeah. You probably feel like a pincushion, I'm sure, with all of that. Yeah. And then some other things on there, which I thought were interesting on that third chart. It talked about nonverbal, is it communication disorder?
Learning disorder.
I'm sorry. Learning disorder. So what is that?
I think it's very common with ADHD. It's very common with ADHD. It's not picking up on a lot of nonverbal cues.
Okay.
And
it says something about spatial relationships such as riding bikes.
Yes, driving cars, riding bikes, yes. Those were very difficult for me growing up.
Really? So is it just, is it that it's...
Like vertigo or something?
No, it's just a spatial awareness, trouble with spatial awareness.
Okay, so as you're riding or driving things around you?
Yeah, you might think things are closer than they are or farther away. Yeah, it's just not knowing, how close or away things are from you, basically.
So as you got older, did you learn to adapt those? I mean, because you drive now, so
yeah,
you just learn to adapt as to what, how far near something is. Wow. Right. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
And then
just a lot of practice and patience.
Who taught you to drive? Your dad or your mom?
Both of them. Both of them did. Both of them were probably scared too.
I was just thinking about that. I can just imagine they were like, oh, holy moly, you know.
Sarah, I got a question here. So sure. You said, I think you said you were diagnosed when you were really, really young, right?
Yeah, pretty much at birth.
So
a couple of days old.
You have so many symptoms that mimic other diseases. Were you misdiagnosed at first? Or how did they actually come to the point where, oh, this is Turner syndrome? Simply because of your swollen feet, or was it something else?
No, they can do genetic testing, and find out if you have Turner's. And today they can do it in utero, so mother will know if her child's going to be born with Turner syndrome.
And it's my understanding that there's no real cause. There's no known cause of it. Like nothing that the parents did or anything like that, you know, was a cause of this. It was just this X chromosome that either didn't form or partially formed.
Yeah, it just basically happens during cell production. And I don't want to say a fluke, but it just kind of happens.
Yeah, that's interesting. And then, you know, and I guess they were saying from the characteristic chart, the swollen feet on the baby, I guess maybe what if that was a sign to them that was
what my doctor saw.
Okay. Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah, because that would be like, oh, there's something wrong with your kidneys. You know, that's why you're retaining water or lymphedema, you know?
Edema is pretty common with Turner syndrome patients. I mean, even women, it's pretty common. But I don't have any of that.
Okay, so also on the characteristic chart, there was about not being good in math, but good in like reading and writing and spelling.
A lot of us are poor in math and have some challenges in math. I definitely did in high school and middle school. And it's, I guess, maybe a form of dyscalculia. I'm not sure.
Okay.
And, but we're very strong in spelling and reading and writing.
Which I think is great because you're a teacher. So you learned your way around the math part and now you're a teacher. So I think that's great. Also on there, which I thought was interesting, what about the middle ear infections that seem to be common?
From what I've learned, the ear canals don't develop properly as you mature into an adult, or as you grow, basically. So it causes a lot of ear infections. I did have a lot of ear infections growing up.
Oh, gosh, kids have them just in general, much less more with something like Turner syndrome. As I mentioned earlier on, I knew that you were taking some medicine at a certain period of time to try to treat some of this. So what treatments have you been doing?
When I was about 10, I started on growth hormone shots, and I took growth hormone until I was about 17. And when I was about 13 or 14, they started me on hormone replacement therapy. So I would have some development.
Okay.
So that was.
For the growth hormone was to increase your stature, to try to make you taller. Okay.
Did it help?
No, my goal was always 5 foot, but I never quite made it.
So how tall are you?
About 4'9 and a half, 4'10.
Wow.
We're going to say 4'10. That half inch, you know, matters. So we're going to say 4'10. Yeah. Yeah. And then, but because they, there is the infertility or the other X chromosome isn't there, then you don't necessarily say develop or go through puberty like you know, a normal girl would, which is why you were doing the growth hormones, correct?
Well, the hormone replacement, yeah.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. The hormone replacement, yeah. Yeah, okay.
You were talking about the ear canal. I don't know if it was on those characteristics, but hearing loss is very common with Turner syndrome, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I wear hearing aids. I've worn them for probably about 4 or 5 years now, maybe 5 years.
Wow. And,
it's
is
pretty
it still related to the not forming?
It's a sensory neural hearing loss.
Okay.
That's what they told me.
Okay, so you have to kind of treat the symptoms as you go along or as things come
exactly,
up.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, so you did the short stature with the growth hormones, and then you did the hormone replacement, and then you've done the hearing aids, and you have had your heart treated. You have the liver right now with a cirrhosis, which you're waiting to find out.
Mm-hmm.
So it sounds like, is there kind of research to kind of treat Turner as a whole, or is there like research trying to treat each of these things separately? Does that make
separately.
Sense?
Separately.
Okay.
Separately, yeah. When you're younger, it might start out seeing one endocrinologist, but as you get older, you'll need to see more doctors and have different tests run and keep up with everything.
How's the communication been with your doctors, though? Because you have so many symptoms that mimic other diseases. Do they all know you have Turner syndrome, or are they trying to treat what they know?
That's the thing with the TS Society, and why I'm glad Don Ellen's doing this, is because trying to get awareness out there so people know more about it. And often that includes doctors. I've walked in to see doctors before, and they have no idea, and I've had to explain it to them.
Yeah, we're hearing that a lot with different diseases that we cover, for sure.
Yeah.
Yes. So turnersyndrome.org definitely is a great resource for all this information, and we will say that again later. But I know you're very involved with them on trying to increase awareness for this disease, for all the women like you. And I know that you go to the conferences and stuff, and that you've met many, many, and you call them your sisters. They're like butterfly sisters. And all these lovely women that you have met who are in the same boat you are. And I imagine that's got to be really encouraging and supportive.
It is. It is very. To know, to be with somebody, be around somebody, and be able to talk to them about the struggles you've had and experiences you've had. It's amazing. I always laugh that we kind of sound like a bunch of old women sitting talking around, because we're talking about our hormones.
And my ear's hurting this week, and now, you know, my foot's hurting next week. And yeah, I can only imagine. Yeah.
So it's quite amazing. But yeah, I've got a great support system of Turner syndrome friends.
And are they at varying degrees from you? Are you okay?
I hate to ask this. Is this a terminal thing, or is this something that you just have to live with?
Just something you have to live with. I don't think anyone's really given Turner syndrome a lifespan, but I do know, unfortunately, I've lost several friends because of their heart and the other issues. Yeah.
I'm so sorry to hear that. I'm so sorry to hear that. And so what do you think your future looks like with Turner?
Hopefully a long one. And
me too. Me too.
Yeah. Just keep living the best I can. Try to stay healthy. As much as it drives me crazy sometimes, staying up with my doctors and all the required tests and medications. That's basically just trying to do the best day by day and meeting the challenges as they come to you.
And has this impacted your family life or your social life at all? Because I know your husband's very supportive of you, so.
Yeah, he is. I knew there when I was younger and started dating. I think some guys were kind of turned off by my height. They didn't really like that. So in that way, it did.
Yeah, but you didn't need them anyway. You got a good one, so.
Exactly.
Yeah. In school, a lot of us had to deal with a lot of bullying because of our height and the comments.
Seriously?
Yeah, walking down the hallway, shorty, and all this stuff.
Wow. Kids are kids, unfortunately. And, you want to think that, a girl that's short, that's not unusual, really. So, you like to think they could behave better. But
until today, I really didn't even know what Turner syndrome was. So when you were younger and you would try to explain your condition to people, what was the reaction like?
I didn't really when I was young. I didn't. It probably wasn't until I became an adult that I really started to feel comfortable talking about it and sharing my story and all that. But yeah, I kind of kept it to myself for the most part. I may have just mentioned I had Turner syndrome, but I didn't go into details and, talk that much about it.
Well, and so and for your family too, I mean, other than just having to go to the doctor's appointments and stuff, though, you've got a solid family life there, and you've got a very supportive husband and a son. And so, I'm there he is.
All right.
And we appreciate him a lot. So, so that's good. I'm glad. And that, he's aware and understanding of what Turner syndrome is. And I get it. There's when people are afraid of what they don't know. Right. Mm-hmm. So they call you names or they, make fun of you or they just keep a distance, maybe just because they don't know. So that's what we're trying to do here. And I think it's great that you're willing to talk about it and be an advocate for your butterfly sisters who also have this and to educate me. And, since kids, I knew that you had this, but didn't know what it was. So to educate me, to educate everyone else out there, Phil in there who's listening.
I'm learning a lot, really. Yeah. I'm looking at this chart. I'm like, man, this. You said that it was, genetic testing, but how many people don't make that step and think that they're treating something else? You know what I mean? Because it said that there was around 70,000 women that suffer from Turner syndrome, but I would like to think that it could be more.
That's another thing is we try to talk a lot about Turner syndrome and advocate for it because there's a lot of women who are older. I know some ladies in their 20s and 30s that got diagnosed, and some that were in their teens. And they're usually older like me. They're not the younger ones. The younger ones, they were diagnosed real early on. They got the growth hormone early on. So sometimes it's kind of funny to go to the conference because you'll see the younger ones that are like 5 foot. And
they're
all the older ones are kind of smaller.
5 foot's tall. Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Wow. And it's a shame that didn't work how you'd hoped it would, even though you did start taking it when you were younger. But
yeah,
but I bet you it's very insightful when you go to those conferences to talk to all those ladies and to see them at varying stages. And like you said, with those common characteristics, there's lots of different things that can affect them. And I just think it's great that, you're on here. And what can people do to help increase awareness for, pardon me, Turner syndrome? And how can they support people like you who have this?
I think doctors need to be educated first. That's probably the most difficult thing. Trying to educate the medical field and get them involved. Supporting the TS Society is another one because they do a lot of research. And Just, you know, if there's not a lot, there's some women that don't feel comfortable talking about their Turner syndrome. So I think, you know, getting them to where they can feel comfortable talking about it and sharing and
being comfortable, you know, with
spreading
who they are.
It that way. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause they didn't ask for this, and it's just something that happened to them, and to, for them to be comfortable and not worry about what, you know, people calling them shorty or something, or, you know, being made fun of or something. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So what's that website again for Turner Syndrome?
The TSS.org.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So go there, folks, and learn more about this. I will be doing it too. But it's TSSUS.org. Is that it? And or TurnerSyndrome.org.
I got TurnerSyndrome.org here too. Yeah.
TurnerSyndrome.org, and see what you can do and how you can help these ladies and how you can spread this information around so that the medical community, your social environment, your social peers, everyone can kind of learn about this and understand kind of where you're coming from. And Sarah, I really appreciate you coming on here and just telling it like it is with us. And I love you, and thank you very much.
I love you too. Thank you for having me.
And guys, before we get out of here, make sure you guys check out our website. Everything is available. We have all our episodes, medicalmaidspodcast.com. You can subscribe and follow, and we will see you later. Bye, Sarah.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.